Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
This is Lieutenant Roger McCourt of the Salvation Army in Eureka with today's community comment. One of my great passions in life is understanding history, and while my specialty is biblical history, I do take an interest in more recent events from time to time. Did you know that the American Civil War is responsible for over half the combat deaths of American soldiers in all of the wars and conflicts our nation has ever been involved in? Both Union and Confederate losses were so great that enormous tracts of land were set aside to be used as military cemeteries for the fallen. In October 1864, the women of Bowlesburg, Pennsylvania, began what would become an annual tradition of decorating soldiers' graves as a tribute to those who had lost their lives serving their country. Not long after, on May 1, 1865, African Americans in Charleston, South Carolina, organized a ceremony to honor the Union soldiers interred at a special burial ground there. Almost 10,000 people attended, most of whom were former slaves. Called Decoration Day, the event included a parade, patriotic songs, and an outpouring of flowers that completely covered the gravesites. These weren't the only celebrations of this kind. Along with dozens of smaller events that took place around the end of the war, came a day in Waterloo, New York, spearheaded by General John Murray, a Civil War hero himself. On May 5, 1866, flags in town were lowered to half-mast, and decorations of mourning were raised everywhere. Military marches were played and the graves of soldiers were decorated, while stirring speeches were offered up at a number of impressive ceremonies. The next year, these events were repeated with the intent of making an annual occurrence of remembering those who had died for their country. In 1868, Major General John A. Logan, head of an organization of Union veterans, declared that May 30th each year should be set aside as a National Decoration Day. The first official celebration was held in Arlington National Cemetery at the mansion which had once housed General Robert E. Lee, with dignitaries such as General Ulysses S. Grant presiding. Flowers were laid on Union and Confederate graves alike. Similar presentations occurred across the country. The name Memorial Day was first used in 1882 and slowly grew in popularity until the end of World War II really brought the holiday a new meaning. It took until 1967 before federal law declared Memorial Day a holiday, and in 1971, Congress moved it from May 30th to the last Monday of May to ensure that we would all get a three-day weekend. Today, of course, is Memorial Day, May 30th, 2016. However you spend your holiday, be it a cookout or a campout or a lazy day watching TV, please take a moment or two to stop and reflect on those who followed their consciences into military service and died to secure the freedom that you and I enjoy today. Whether you agree with their decision or not, they represent the idea that there is no greater love than this, that someone would lay down their life for another. Grace and peace to you all today. This has been Lieutenant Roger McCourt for the KINS Community Comment.
Community Comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.